Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I'm so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even including having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help people really connect with their higher selves and develop their intuitive skills so they have the best relationships of their lives. So I'm super excited to introduce Samara Lane. Now, Samara is a relationship anxiety coach. She works with anyone who's in a romantic relationship and questioning whether they've chosen the right partner or not. Now, she helps people break up with all the incessant doubting so they can confidently commit to their partner while staying true to themselves. Now, through one-on-one coaching, Samara teaches her clients how to make decisions from the right place and have a lasting, happy relationship, even if their partner isn't perfect. Well, welcome, Samara. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
And thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Yeah, this is great. And I just love how you're helping people overcome those fears or doubts about making huge life commitments to what they're afraid might be the wrong person. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work that you're now doing.
Yes, this is such a passion of mine. It is the most rewarding work I could be doing with my life.
Yeah, it sounds to me like it's really filling a huge need out there because that's one of the things, well, we don't have crystal balls, so it's kind of a mystery, and there's a lot of anxiety around relationship commitment. So, but I'm curious here, Samara, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Yes. So the inspiration came years ago when I was sitting in my backyard talking on the phone with one of my mentors. And at that time, I'd been managing a team of amazing people at a million-dollar service-based business here in Seattle for over a decade. And I was so ready for my next challenge. So my mentor asked me, well, hey, if you could do anything in the world and get paid for it, what would you do? And my answer was, I would help people resolve conflict in their lives. That was my original answer at the time, whether that meant literal conflict resolution with their spouse or partner, or their own anxiety within themselves. So if I could do anything with my life, I would help others reach the levels of joy that I knew and I know are only possible when we do our inner work. And, in the grander scheme of things, this is also how we heal the planet, right? Like it starts with ourselves and our closest relationships.
Yeah, that is fantastic. I just love that how it was just a moment of really reflecting, thanks to your mentor posing that question, where you could just really connect with that inner passion. And so that was really the inspiration. You just changed gears then at that point.
Yeah, so it was obviously a very slow process of discovery, but that day I started looking up and figuring out what is this life coaching thing? What's relationship coaching? How do I get this started?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, it's one of those things that as soon as you start diving into all the details, then the pieces start coming together. But I'm just curious, how long have you had your relationship anxiety coaching practice? And over the course of time, has your business mission or vision evolved?
Yeah, definitely. So In my previous job, I very much did take a coach's approach in my management style for like the decade plus that I was a manager. And then I began my life coaching practice back in 2017. And yes, my vision has totally changed since I first started coaching. So just from like an entrepreneurial perspective, when I was just starting out, I had this vision that I would somehow go from getting my coaching certification to owning this booming, thriving, you know, six plus figure business within a year or two, maybe 3 years max. And I know this actually is totally possible, but at the time I was very stubborn and determined to do that all by myself with no business training, no formal sales training, and with a $0 marketing budget. That was literally my plan. So that didn't work, but
very ambitious.
Yes, that did not work, but you know, being stubborn does serve me in some other ways. So I've since totally adjusted that vision, updated that vision. And now I'm stubbornly committed, like in every fiber of my being, to growing my business and serving my people the right way for the long term, no matter how many years it takes me to reach my goals. I'm doing that. I'm showing up for my people because it's really not about me. It's about them. And I'm also no longer afraid to invest financially in my business. So that's been huge for me.
Okay. Yeah, that is a big shift to go from just, I'm going to do this my way on my own terms with not a whole lot of investing, to now it sounds like you realize that, yeah, it's probably good to tap into other people's expertise and maybe gain a little bit of a fast track. that's great that you had that awareness. And obviously that stubbornness has turned into determination and tenacity. So that's the quality that entrepreneurs really need to have. So that's great.
Yes, really financially investing in myself and my business was the biggest thing. So getting myself into a group coaching program to learn how to build my business and build it the right way has been huge. And, you know, as entrepreneurs, that's also what we're asking of our clients, right? Is to invest in themselves. So how can we ask such a thing of them if we're not doing the same thing? We got to walk that walk.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I love that. Now, you know, obviously you have the expertise helping people really gain this clarity around their relationships and whether or not they're with the right partner. But how do you feel about the sales aspect or the client enrollment part of being in business, and so that you can grow this successful practice?
Yeah. So when it comes to the client enrollment process, there's obviously a lot of things that I do well, but it's funny. You'd think after over a decade in sales and management experience that I'd be this smooth, confident sales wizard, and that did not transfer. So like I said, I had no formal sales training. So I still do consider myself a newbie when it comes to selling my coaching services as a solopreneur. I know the incredible results that I get my clients because they've told me, and I've guided them through every step of the way, and I've seen their transformations. Right. But being able to convey that on the phone with a stranger without sounding either too salesy and pushy or too soft is a skill that I'd love to get better at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and just like you said, it is a skill. It's like riding a bike. That's a skill. We aren't born knowing how to ride a bike, but you know, we can learn. And once we learn, why, it's skills for life. So is there anything specific that maybe I could provide a little on the spot coaching with?
Yes, I love that. So for me, it's knowing what to do when potential clients say no, because I know there's so much I could still be doing at that point to really show up in service to them and make sure they aren't selling themselves short on the life they want to live, but I don't know exactly what I should be doing or saying. Right. So I freeze, you know, I don't show up in my power. And honestly, I feel like I'm failing these people when I do that, because they're missing out on life-changing results because I haven't mastered sales yet. So I feel really strongly that it's my responsibility to the well-being of others to get freaking amazing at selling and knowing what to do when clients say no.
Right. Yeah. And you're not alone with that, Samara. That is a very common challenge that a lot of entrepreneurs struggle with, because the last thing we want to feel like is that, you know, that pushy salesperson, right? And just say, well, what will it take to get you to say, yeah, you know,
yes. So
I'm probably dating myself, but that's what they used to do, you know, when you went in to buy a car, right? It's, you know, you start to walk away and then they corner you in the back office. Well, what can we do to get you to drive this car out today? And you don't want to come across in that pressureful kind of, manipulative tactic. So yeah, no, there are a lot of great techniques to use that are a lot more authentic. And like you said, help people really, instead of saying no, to clarity around whether or not this is the right relationship for them, or to continue with this mystery and anxiety about, well, how long are we going to keep going? And wonder if they're going to dump me or all of that. Instead, just be, yeah, let's do this. Let's figure this out. I'd love to. So the thing that is really important to understand here is that there are certain elements within the human psychology that go into the buying or decision-making process. And what I learned really early in my entrepreneurial career is that there are actually four elements that need to occur. I call them psychological states. They need to occur during the enrollment conversation in order for the prospective client to have what they need to make their decision. And if you don't include, or if you go light on any one of these, then it's going to create that doubt, or another trigger like scarcity is going to be louder than, you know, their commitment to move forward with working with you. So the goal is to provide them with everything they need during the conversation, and that reduces the number of no's that you get. So what it comes down to is just really ensuring that through your conversation, you've established these four psychological states, which include likability, trustworthy, credibility, and desire. And each of those are, you know, there's a lot of nuances to those, to establish each one of those, but that is the core of what needs to occur during the enrollment conversation through just a natural kind of, well, so tell me a little bit more. So, you know, what would you like to see occurring? And through your normal conversation, at the same time, they're feeling a strong sense of likability, trustworthiness, credibility, and desire. Does that make sense? I've given you a lot there, but
that makes total sense. And I think that's a really brilliant, succinct way of saying it. I really like that.
Okay, good. Well, hopefully that's given you some food for thought and some things to just really rethink next time you have an enrollment conversation. So, well, and I'm curious here, Samara, we are right in the middle of this COVID pandemic. I would like to say we aren't in the middle of it. By now, I was hoping we'd be well past it, but it appears to just be continuously evolving and having huge impacts on people, especially people's sense of, you know, clarity around relationships. Has the pandemic had any impact on the work that you do?
Thank you for asking. Yeah. So, you know, my clients, of course, experience relationship anxiety or engagement anxiety or marriage anxiety. Right. And all of that is definitely more relevant and important than ever right now. COVID has this, you know, this is really heightened for many people. And I think the collective, you know, all of us just feeling heightened anxiety, right? So it is really pervasive. And so I'm really, you know, how I've adjusted to that is really just working harder than ever to get lots of valuable content out there to reach and help as many people as possible, working on new videos, you know, sharing more tools with my email subscribers. I think it's definitely a time to show up for your people in a big way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of my clients, for instance, right now is engaged and kind of new to living with her fiance. They moved in with each other recently. So that, you know, can be exacerbated by COVID. They're arguing more, you know, that's been a trigger for her relationship anxiety. Every time they fight, she wonders, am I really making the right choice?
Yeah.
But really underneath that, you know, they're new to this. They're figuring it out. They're fresh living together, right? So she's now learning through our work together the difference between what's just her fearful, doubting mind and what's really her truth, what really is her right path in life when it comes to her marriage and her life as a whole. Mm-hmm. And she's doing so well now in practicing new techniques, in how she communicates with her fiance, and just how to have a strong, solid marriage, right? This is really an opportunity, even though these times are hard for all of us, it's also an opportunity to create the foundation for a lasting, happy relationship.
Right. Oh, that's great. Yeah, it sounds like a typical type of a relationship where I don't know how to handle this. Everything is new and we love each other, but you know, we're having some conflict, and you really sounds like you provide the techniques and tools. Well, I'm just curious, how do you work with people who want to finally, you know, learn how to eliminate all those anxieties around wondering if they're truly with the right person or not? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy or approach?
Of course, yeah. So I guide my clients through a one-on-one process that incorporates all the components of what they're struggling with, because relationship anxiety is very unique and it's very tricky. So I coach around their current relationship frustrations. That's a big one. Their communication dynamics with their partner is also one that can come up a lot. Their past relationships, any traumas that may still be playing out. There can be some underlying fears or limiting beliefs that are really playing a part that need to be weeded out. So we're actually working with them instead of their limiting beliefs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in addition to that, it's also that there's also these components of anxiety or stress, and what's their relationship with their anxiety, right? How do they perceive and manage that? Because we don't have to feel anxiety. It does not have to take over our lives. And we work a lot on their sense of self-trust and their connection with their higher self and their intuition. Those things are fundamental to us making choices or commitments from the right place. And they're very nuanced. So we get into all the nitty gritty of that. And really, I set my clients up for success there on their journey. So I really help my clients go from constantly second guessing whether they should even be with their partner to having the best relationship of their lives. And if you're listening right now and this does sound like you or anyone you know, definitely check out my free video, 3 Keys to Ending Relationship Doubt. You can get it right on my website at samaralane.com/3 keys.
Okay. Wow. That is fantastic. You have such a thorough process. I love that, how you talk about and help them through so many different layers, not only how to work and interact with the other person, but a lot of inner work for themselves.
Exactly. Yeah. It really is an inner journey. But there also is the big component of how, like, these are relationship skills, right? These are marriage skills. Those are also, like we're talking about, those are skills we can build, right? We're not just inherently good or bad at relationships. A relationship isn't just inherently right or wrong. There's so much we can learn and improve on that. So there's many layers to it, if that makes sense.
Totally. Yes, absolutely. Well, the human is quite a lot of layers there to get through. And like you said, past traumas might be coming forward, or just how to deal with anxiety in general. You know, it really sounds like you provide a lot of life coaching.
Yes, absolutely.
The relationship anxiety coaching. So, wow, that's incredible. Now, so our listeners can reach you through your website, Samara Lane, correct?
Yeah, samaralane.com.
Okay, and so that's S as in Sam, AMARA. Lane, LANE.com. Okay. And then that video again, that was 3 Keys to Ending Relationship Doubt, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And that's also on your website, samaralane.com, and then /, and is it the number 3?
Yep.
Okay. 3 Keys. Okay. So that's samaralane.com/3 Keys. All right. Well, fantastic. Well, Samara, you've already shared you know, so many golden nuggets of wisdom here throughout our conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business or maybe doubting their ability to succeed?
Yeah, I would say you can do this. And I'm not just saying that. So if I can do it, you can do it. I was the master of doubting and I overcame it, not only in my marriage, obviously, but also in my business. So if I can overcome the doubts, anyone can. And a couple really practical tools that I would also recommend if someone's looking for a next step would be one, get the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. If you've already read it, read it again, cover to cover, or listen to the audiobook and follow its instructions. You know, we really can have everything we want, but we got to shift that mindset first. Right. And it can happen in an instant. We just got to find the right tool. And the other practical advice I would give has been tried and true for me. I still use it every day, all day. And that is adopting a new mantra of how can this work, right? Not can this work? Will it work? What if it doesn't work? But how can this work?
Oh yeah, that's great. Yeah, I love both of those. And gosh, it has been decades since I've read Think and Grow Rich. So I'm gonna do that this weekend, Samara. Thank you for reminding me and prompting me. And I just love just the inspiration right there that mindset can shift in an instant. It doesn't have to be this long, arduous journey. I just love that. That's powerful. Yeah, asking that better question, how can this work instead of can this work? Ah, fantastic. Well, Samara, it's been just so great hearing about your journey from your work with, managing a team, working for another organization and feeling like you weren't really connecting with your true zone of genius, to now this important, impactful work that you're doing, helping others really make relationship decisions from the right place and have those lasting, happy relationships, even if their partner isn't perfect. So it's just been great. I've really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Yeah, thank you so much, Wendy. Thank you so much for having me. And thank you for sharing your zone of expertise with me. I'm going to take that with me and start using it immediately.
Oh, fantastic. Well, it's been my pleasure. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Samara at her website. That's samaralane.com. And be sure to watch her video on the 3 keys to ending relationship doubt, which you'll also find on her website with a /3 keys. All right. For all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation where you've triggered all 4 of those psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Samara Lane. And as always, here's to your success.